What a pleasure it is to welcome in Dolphins wideout Allen Hurns to ESPN Radio. Allen, I love this story so much. How did this idea come to be?
It's something that me and my mom was talking about, you know, of course, with everything going on, and we felt like so many people was affected with what's going on with the coronavirus. You know, me and my mom was something we thought about, and everything we try to do, like, off the field, we're always trying to make it something that we can relate to, you know, so I knew, you know, even me going off to college, there were some things that I wasn't prepared for, even going into the NFL, you know, things like dealing with taxes, credit card, healthcare, things like that, you know, so I feel like this would be great, and it would be something influential to them, because it, not only for just a moment, but I feel like we'll be able to help them transition, you know, through college and after college as well.
Well, it's so commendable, Allen. I can't imagine how appreciative those 17 seniors, graduates are going to be. You and your family have a very powerful story. I'm curious for you, how inspiring is your mom, Erica?
She's very inspiring. You know, that's one lady I can say she always put people before she put herself. And that's something that she instilled in me, you know, especially me. You know, sometimes as an athlete, you know, you get that tunnel vision, you know, like, oh, I'm trying to focus in what I got to do and things like that, you know. But that's one lady, she's always on me about, like, okay, you got to know the bigger picture of what you're here for, and that's to help others and be a bigger impact. You know, it's not just about playing football, you know. So I feel like we all need people like that in our corner, you know. It just gives you a different perspective of life.
Allen, your own story is remarkable. Give us and our audience an idea of some of the hurdles that you had to overcome in your own life in high school.
Oh, yeah. So my mom, you know, at one point I had to go stay with my grandparents, you know, because my mom, she got evicted, you know. So dealing with that, you know, especially growing up in, like, rough neighborhoods, it was tough, you know. Of course, you know, you're around a lot of negative things, and your mom and your family, they try to hide it from you, you know, but as you get older, you start to see, like, certain things, you know. But what helped me a lot was, you know, just my parents being straight on me with school and also, you know, sports. Sports kept me busy, you know, so I wasn't one of those guys that was, like, in the streets or anything like that, you know. But I always knew that I wanted to play football, and I took that serious. And the moment I brung home a bad grade, you know, she let me know that if you wasn't bringing in good grades, you know, you wasn't going to be playing football, you know, so that hit home for me.
Allen, you said sports kept you busy, and they keep you busy, obviously, playing mm-hmm. for the Dolphins. What's your day-to-day look like right now, given the coronavirus and the fact that you're not going through your normal off-season program in the facility?
Yeah, so in the morning, I still work out, and then we have the Zoom meetings from 1 to 3. So 1 to 3, that's when we going over, like, learning the offense and things like that. And after that, you know, it's usually I probably, like, take a couple hours for myself just to relax. And then later that day, you know, me and my mom, we always catch up and just talk about, like what we're going to do going forward and just foundation stuff.
We're talking with Miami Dolphins wide receiver Allen Hurns. So, Allen, give us an idea. What have you been told by the Dolphins or the players' union about the likelihood of a season in 2020?
So, right now, they're not telling us anything. The main thing they're telling us is just continue to work out and be ready for whatever. You know, so I don't think anyone knows anything right now. We all playing it by ear. You know, the main thing for us, they're just telling us to stay in shape, and we started these meetings, which is good, because especially, like, teams like us, like, as far as our offense, we got a new offensive coordinator, you know, so we need this time to, like, learn the offense. Of course, it'd be better if we was at the facility. You can have walkthroughs and practice and things like that, you know, but at the end of the day, you just got to make the most of what you have.
Allen, obviously we are hopeful that football goes off without a hitch, that you guys start in September and we get to watch as fans. It was really right. fun for us to watch the NFL draft that virtually took place back in April. What was your thoughts when the Dolphins took Tua Tagovailoa?
It was great, man. It's something that I was expecting. You know, that's a guy, he's a winner. You know, when you look at him, and a guy, he makes plays and he finds ways to win games, you know. So even before the season, you know, when we had all those trades and things like that, people were saying tank for Tua. Of course, he wasn't trying to tank, you know, but we were still able to get Tua, and he's going to fit us well. You know, it's a good thing, you know, with him coming in. You know, I'm not sure about his injury situation, you know, but we still have fits, you know, so it's not a rush. You know, I'm sure the coaches handle that how they want to, but I feel like he'll be a great fit, and I'm excited to get to work with him.
Well, help us understand, Alan. I mean, obviously, your job takes up a lot of your time in season, but, I mean, how much, Alabama's on TV all the time. They're playing in the college football playoff and playing for national championships. How much have you actually watched Tua play?
I watch them a lot. You know, like you said, they always on TV. You know, so when we get out of meetings the day before the game, you know, it's usually them playing like LSU, Georgia. Like, they always playing like one of those teams where they're on TV. And especially when it gets later in the year, you already know they're going to be in the playoffs most of the times and in championships, you know. So those, most of the games, a lot of people watch, you know. So I watch them a lot.
Alan, I'm curious to ask you, with Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers, what does that change divisionally for you guys?
It changes a lot. You know, they pretty much dominated the division for a while, you know. And I feel like it'd be great for our division, you know, especially with, you know, you got a lot of teams with a lot of new rosters. And if you look about last year, what the Bills have did, you know, they had a tremendous year last year. And us will be up and coming. You know, we had a lot of new draft picks and people in free agency. So I feel like it'd be good for the division. It's more like spread it out. It's not just one team, like, every year winning the division.
Right. It's interesting that he's geographically closer to you now in the state of Florida, but he's not in your division anymore. It's sort of an interesting and obviously one of the major storylines in the NFL this offseason. I want to ask you this, Alan, because, you know, we've talked about the job that your charitable foundation has done. And as I dug in a little bit more on the Alan Hearn story, each layer I uncovered was more remarkable than the next. I was in awe of the fact that you started out your career wearing number 88. And then you changed to the number 17. Explain why you did that.
I changed my number to 17 for the 17 victims of Elijah and the Stoneman Douglas shooting. You know that happened down here in South Florida. And also, it was two people in my agency, Barry and Scott. You know, they're kids with the Stoneman Douglas shooting. You know, they didn't get killed, but of course, they was affected by it. You know, and, you know, I'm real big on family, you know, so... That was my reason, and, you know, me picking that, it became a big thing, you know, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do this for like a headline, you know, but like, it was dope though, because like, even like still walking to stores today, they were like, hey man, I appreciate what you're doing, like my sister went to the school or anything like that, so it's a, like, connection like everywhere I go, so it's dope.
Well, listen, you know what? The job that you've done with your charitable foundation here, helping out 17 high school seniors who have been impacted by COVID-19, is remarkable. And I guess the best compliment that I can give someone is that the NFL would be a better league with more Alan Hearns. And I mean that sincerely. It's been a pleasure having you on, and we've really enjoyed talking with you. Continue to stay safe, and good luck the rest of the offseason and when you get back on the football field. Dolphins wide receiver Alan Hearns, thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks, Alan.
I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.